जय राधमा भव कुंज बिहारे,
The following is a lecture by His Holiness Gopala Krishna Goswami Maharaj on the topic Don't Engage in Prajalpa, delivered on 23rd of July 2016 in Brampton, Canada.
Gopi jana bala bha Yuvala dhari भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्णा
We'll discuss the verse of the Bhagavad Gita today, okay? How many of you know that this year is a very special year for ISKCON? Why is it special? Yeah. 15th anniversary of what? Your 15th birthday? 15th anniversary of? Incorporation of ISKCON? Opening the first ISKCON temple. And last year was the 15th anniversary of Prabhupada Jalaruta Voyage. I'm going to speak on this theme tomorrow evening. But, on this, in connection with this 15th anniversary, different temples are taking on different projects. You know that? One, I don't know where it happens, so don't mind it. So one project that devotees all over the world have taken up is the project of increasing food distribution. When devotees in Brampton can take on a project of what group? Having a center in Brampton. How many of you think we should make that as our goal? Lord Chaitanya sent Rupa and Sanatana Goswami to Vrindavan and told them to establish temples. Sometimes people say, why do you need temples? Temples create a certain environment in which the Lord can be worshipped. So Brampton is a nice important area and you had a center here for 9 years?
Yes, 10 years.
But I think we should have tried to buy something. Yeah, in this part of the world, renting doesn't make much sense. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
How many of you think we should eventually buy something here? These are all Brampton devotees. So we'll come back to this place. So Prabhupada gave us many wonderful gifts. One of the gifts he gave us are these transcendental books. Prabhupada translated nearly 100 books in the English language. And these books today are available in more than 80 languages of the world. We have the Srimad Bhagavatam in Chinese today, published by the biggest publishing house of China. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had predicted that the holy name would be chanted in every town and village of the world. And with Prabhupada's mercy, that's wonderful. So we should make it a point to read these books also. A few days ago, we celebrated Vyasadeva's appearance day. You know that? Guru Purnima. Or Guru Purnima. Guru Purnima is actually Vyasadeva's appearance day. And in India, they celebrated for all the gurus. But in Islam, we follow the Vaishnava approach rather than the actual day. Vyasadeva gave us so many wonderful pieces of literature. And he summarized everything in the Bhagavad Gita. We should make it a point to regularly study the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita establishes the position of the Supreme Lord before we all came to Krishna consciousness. What was our thinking? All gods are one. Is that right or wrong?
Yeah.
That was my thinking. I have to admit that before I went Prabhupada to Montreal in June 68. My thinking was also all gods are one. Take any path, you get to the same goal. But what does the Bhagavad Gita say? Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Supreme Lord is speaking. Who? The Supreme Lord. Not some ordinary person. And Arjuna says in the Bhagavad Gita, this is the verdict of Vasita Deva Vyasa, Nanda. They all say what? That you are supreme. Ishvara Parama Krishna, there are many controllers, just like in the city of Toronto, just like in Canada. You have the provincial government, then the federal government, and below the provincial government, you have the municipal government. You have various layers of government control. But then there is a federal government headed by Mr. Trudeau. So similarly, there are many controllers, but there is one supreme controller. And that is the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita establishes, there is a Lord, he has a name. And Prabhupada was establishing ISKCON in America. At that time, Prabhupada was discussing with his devotees, what should we call our society? And the American advisors, devotees said, we should call at our lawyer. He said, call your society International Society for God Consciousness. They said, Krishna nobody will understand. Prabhupada said, no, God is not specific. But God has a specific name, Krishna. So Prabhupada said, in the 1994, so Bhagavad Gita establishes who is the Supreme Lord. And the message given by the Lord is also eternal. That's why in the fourth chapter, Krishna gives a history of the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, I spoke this knowledge to the Sangha Vivasvan, who in turn spoke to whom? Manu, the father of mankind, who in turn spoke to Vishwaka. But in the course of time, the knowledge was lost. And now, I'm giving it to you again. So Arjuna, being an eternal companion of the Lord, he never had any doubt about Krishna's position. But Arjuna knew that in future, people may challenge this statement. People will say, how could Krishna speak to Vivasvan when he's seen it to you by birth? When he's seen it to the Lord by birth? So the Lord said, many, many times would you and I have appeared, but I can remember from the previous verse. You cannot. And therefore, I'm giving it to you again, because you are my friend and devotee. Therefore you can understand the transcendental secrets of the great side. So this book, Bhagavad Gita, is actually, you know, a new version.
Yes.
The book Bhagavad Gita, it's okay. This book Bhagavad Gita is transcendental science. And we should, as devotees, regularly read this book of knowledge. In the 9th chapter text, Krishna says, Raja Vidya, this knowledge is the king of education. We love to be educated, isn't it? Many of you may have come to Canada on the student visa and moved up the ladder. So we come to these institutes to study. Krishna says, this is the highest knowledge. Why is it the highest knowledge? Because it tells you what your normal constitutional position is. So we have no doubt Krishna is the supreme. Sometimes people question, what if I give all my attention to Krishna and don't worship the demigods? Will they get angry? Now the Muni gives an example in the 4th canto. He says, just like you water the root of the tree, all the branches are nourished. Similarly, by worshipping Krishna, Moses served all the demigods and goddesses. There is no need to approach them individually. Then the Bhagavad Gita discusses another important truth, the position of the living entity. We need to know what is our real identity and who are we. The 2nd chapter of Bhagavad Gita discusses this. Bhagavad Gita, you know, the great Acharya Prabhupada said in worshiping the founder of the Krishna conscious movement, he said, the 2nd chapter of the Gita is most important. Why? It tells you who you are. In the 2nd chapter, Krishna explains the position of the soul. Ajayate meyate vakalashu. For the soul, there's never birth nor death, nor having once lived, as he ever ceased to be. So this knowledge is important. Prabhupada was once giving a lecture at an important university in America. And he said, if this is great university of America, is there any department that tells you what happens after death? And there was a complete silence. As some of you know, Prabhupada had gone to Soviet Union in 1971. And he met Dr. Kitosky. Very famous question. So when Prabhupada was telling him about the soul, he said, Swamiji, everything finishes at death. The Prabhupada was explaining how such a learned man is thinking like that. But Bhagavad explains, for the soul, there's no birth, not death. And the soul is eternal. Can the soul be seen? Yes? No?
No.
Oh, why? If the soul cannot be seen, how do you want me to believe there is a soul? The sadhu is a dead thing, propaganda. What's the proof there is a soul?
Consciousness.
As long as the soul is in the body, there is consciousness. And the soul goes away, So, this position of soul is very important. Prabhupada, in 1944, started the Bhakti Godhead Mindset, because in 1921, when Prabhupada met Bhakti Sivanandaji, said, "You are an educated young man. You speak very good English. Why don't you go and preach or take a message to the rest of the country?" And Prabhupada said, "Well, we should make our country independent, and people will listen." Anyway, in 1944, Prabhupada started a magazine called Bhakti. That Bhakti Godhead wasn't as polished as today. It was simple Bhakti Godhead. In that, he published an article called Liquid Beauty. How many of you have read that article? Okay. Anyway, it's not gross, but there was once a very beautiful young lady who was also a great devotee of the Lord. She knew the real philosophy that this body is not a real identity. So one charming prince was very attracted to her, and he proposed marriage. She said, "Okay, I'll make it 2 weeks later." She wanted the king prince to understand what is the real beauty in the individual. So he took a lot of laxatives, and whatever came out, she stored it in buckets. And in 2 weeks she became very skinny and not that beautiful. But she showed up 2 weeks later, meet the prince at the appointed time. And the prince saw her, but he could not recognize. He asked her, "Have you seen a beautiful young girl here?" She said, "Oh, I'm that girl." "You?" "She was so beautiful 2 weeks ago." She said, "I've kept my beauty with you." So she explained to her how the body is not the real beauty. We spend so much time trying to beautify that body, isn't it? In India, in every corner, you have a beauty parlor. That's true. In every corner. I have a devotee who has a very big beauty salon in Surat. Have you heard of Surat?
Yes.
So he was telling me how people come in the marriage season, and huge amounts look attractive. I'm not saying you know that, but you should know what is the real beauty. So Bhagavad Gita explains within the body to the soul, just like with this kind, our old garments, we wear new garments, the soul leaves one body, it takes on another body. This philosophy must be understood, because we're all living in a society. If from the beginning, what are we taught from the beginning? To identify with the body. True? You are this body. Everything you must do is in reference to the body. The whole educational system is designed to facilitate sense enjoyment for the body. Is there any educational college that focuses on spiritual topics? Very few. So Bhagavad Gita explains the nature of the living entity and nature of the soul, which is eternal, transmigrating from one body to another. Today you all have a human body. You all had good karma, you ended up in Canada. Am I right? In the third canto, you read about Kapila Deva and Devahuti. So Devahuti, she knew that her son is the incarnation of Godhead. So she asked her very philosophical question. She said, who is witnessing all our actions? How is it decided whatever body you're going to get? And Kapila said, Karana Devanetana, Yanta Deva Bhagavate. All our actions are witnessed by several witnesses. Sun God, the moon God, the star. They're all witnessing everything that we are doing. So Bhagavad Gita establishes this point for the soul. Then the Bhagavad Gita establishes the position of prakriti or material nature. Can anyone live without cooperation of material nature? All you need is technology. You need technology or you need material nature? What does technology do? Technology just manipulates material nature. But if you don't have the resources with my God, then we don't acknowledge that. Just like Canada is blessed with a lot of natural resources. Canada, Russia, and America. I think the maximum resources of the world. But do they acknowledge the resources that are coming from God? In Canada, they have a fund called Heritage Fund, where they have a big budget. The Heritage Fund is not used to glorify God. They should be promoting this. In America, the founding fathers are more intelligent. They published in the currency. At one time it was also in the coin, in God we trust. So Prabhupada made a comment. He said, the same God we trust, but they don't follow God's instruction. Krishna says, Mata Patra Mnanya, there's no truth higher than me. So we should, when we say in God we trust, that means we accept God's teachings. That is real trust. So, material nature works in various ways. Just like, I think we are enjoying the nice weather of Toronto. Yesterday was the hottest day of the year. You all go to the beaches. I was like 40 years ago. So I'm sure the beaches were full. And it's nicer. One of the reasons, one of the main points that's happening globally is global warming. In Canada also, the temperatures are rising. And the glaciers are slipping. All over the world, the temperatures are rising, especially in India. So, why is all this happening? Because society today is going away from God. In the Bhagavatam, you read the story of King Vena. King Vena was a king, but with very demonic mentality. He would think, I'm the king! Everyone should worship me. Why are they not worshiping me? He would call the Brahmanas prostitutes. He said, I'm supplying everything and you're worshiping the Lord? I'm the Lord. So what happened? He stopped all the yagyas. All the yagyas stopped. Brahmanas' houses were burned. So what happened? What happened? The rivers dried up. The oceans dried up. There was no rain. People were starving. And then the Brahmanas, they chanted mantras, of which he died. They didn't have to use an A47. These are the notes of Europe. You need to use an A47. This is a new drug. So the Brahmins could share mantras. Then his son Prithu became the king with a Shaktavishavata. He instructed his citizens, glorify the Lord. And as they all glorified, all the necessities of life were willed. So Prakriti works in the direction of the Lord. Nobody can challenge that. Prakriti doesn't work under the direction of the US President or the Canadian Prime Minister. Is that right? California had severe drought for 4 years. In California, the drought was so severe that you were not even allowed to water your garden. And the government was increasing the water rate every 3 months. People would use that water. Now they got some rainfall. The situation was up. But Prakriti strikes everywhere. Earthquakes. In the last 100 years, the frequency of earthquakes on the planet is a lot more intense than the previous centuries. Because the simple equities are going up. So Prakriti works under the Lord, Maya Dakshina Prakriti, under me, not under any president or prime minister. Then the Bhagavad Gita discusses the issue of time. Time I am. What does time do? It destroys everything. You have a very beautiful, handsome body today. Miss World, your crown. Or Mr. World. Okay. What will time do? What will time do?
Destroy everything.
Make sure you remain Miss World for long. You have a very melodious voice. Time will make sure you have a melodious voice from the horse voice. You have, you know, there was a lawyer who was about to die. The lawyer told Yamaraj, you can't make me die like that. You must first give me notice. You know, lawyers go. If you don't do that within 2 weeks or 3 weeks, then we'll move. They give an empty threats many times. Any lawyer in the room? Okay. So, yeah, I'm not saying. Why do you say I did not give you notices? I gave you so many notices. We ignored all of them. Yamaraj's question is, how strong are your legs today? He said, I can barely walk. How long was it? 30 years ago. Well, I was part of the Canadian Olympic team. You know? And he said, how many hairs do you have in your hair? None, I'm bald like the Hare Krishnas. And how many hairs do you have? 40 years ago. He said, oh, okay. How good is your eyesight now? I'm almost blind. How good was it 30 years ago, 40 years ago? It was 20 by 20, and better than eagle. You know, the eagle has the best eyesight. The eagle flying at a distance in the sky. And I didn't know what the crops on the ground. The mind was as good as the eagle. The Yamaraj said, your hair started falling, the hands started getting weak, the legs started getting weak, your eyes started getting weak, and you see, I didn't give you any warning. I gave you so many warnings. The time is giving us so many warnings. Our hair turning white. But now, thanks to cosmetic surgery, you can keep looking at me. Any doctors in the audience? You know, over there, the medical doctor. You know, you want to feel of medicine. In medicine, which doctors are making the most money today? Those who do cosmetic surgery. So if you want to be a doctor, of course, these days to get into medical schools has become very difficult in Canada and America. If you do get in, and if you don't get in here, you end up in the West Indies. Which is like an extension of India over there. But the most lucrative field of medicine today is cosmetic surgery. So we're getting old, the hair turning white, the men getting bald, the cheeks are getting grateful. And as you probably know, Canada has a very high aging population. They have a very low percentage of youngsters, high aging population. So what are people doing? They're selling anti-aging material. What does anti-aging mean? Anti-aging means we make the old people look young. We have wrinkles, there's a makeup, you have your teeth are falling, no problem. You give me an artificial teeth. Well, how long can all this hold on? Permanently? Eventually, your gums will get weak and it will all catch up. The time destroys everything. Chanakya Pandit was a great philosopher and a great devotee. His writings are on par with Vyasadeva's writings. He will live a very simple life. He will live in a small hut. When the king discovered that his advisor was living in a hut, the king offered him a very nice palace to live in. But Chanakya Pandit said, I don't want this comfort, because if I take this obligation from you, then I'll have to admit everything you say. So Chanakya Pandit says, a minute lost cannot be made up with the wealth of the whole world. So we're wasting so much time. Prahlad Maharaj said, even as human, Lama said, even as human you live for 100 years, the first 20 years goes away in what plane? The last 20 years goes away in worrying about old age and death. And half your time goes away in sleeping. So how much time is that? So he said, don't waste a minute. Then Chanakya Pandit said, a minute lost, you know, be made up with the wealth of the entire world. So don't waste any time. Don't engage in prajalpa. Don't engage in idle activity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was instructing Sanatana Goswami, he said, accept everything favorable for spiritual advancement and reject everything and reject everything unfavorable. That's why if anything is good for health, you like taking it. So that should be our guideline. Accept what is favorable. So time destroys everything. Therefore, a devotee doesn't want to waste time in idle activity. Then the Bhagavad Gita discusses the role of action. You can't live without action, can you? Karma vi karma vi karma. You can perform activities against the laws of God. And what are they called?
Vikarma.
in the fifth canto of Bhagavatam, we have the teaching of Lord Rishabhdev. Lord Rishabhdev is a incarnation of Godhead. Rishabh in Sanskrit means the best. So Lord Rishabhdev had 100 sons. I am there, they are born in the rocket. He said, do not waste your life fighting animals. Then he goes on to say, Guna Pramata Shruti Karma. Those engaged in activities that are vikarmic against the laws of God, they are simply mad. Why? Why are they saying I'm being mad? They don't realize they have a body today that is giving them nothing but misery. Is that true or false? Your body is giving misery?
Yes.
The other day, I was in Vancouver and I'm going to see one of our dear God sisters who's there also. Angel. Really 5-star. But I could see the way people were suffering. It's unbelievable, pitiable. Then you see people suffering. And these are the same people at one time were youthful, energetic, probably swingers in town. And today, they were paralyzed and no one wants to be next to them. So this birth, death, disease, old age, don't spare anyone. Whether you're Bill Gates or a pauper in India. But the disease of old age strike everyone. We don't like old age, but can you avoid old age? Can you avoid disease? So you must understand what Krishna says, the Kalayam. There's misery and everything is temporary. Everything is temporary. Lakshmi, just like you were driving here, taking over Canada, the land of your adopted home, looking at your faces. How many of you were born in Canada? Okay. Born in Canada. Okay, except one. I think one of you are born elsewhere, but the land of your adoption, am I right? So there's no question, I've traveled all over the world hundreds of times. Canada is definitely the best in the world. It's definitely ahead of America. And if they're in America, you never know whether these guys you're talking to are bad or not. In America, carrying guns is legal. And the police over there is saying, what's the use of being a policeman? We have guns and the crooks have guns. And the gun lobby is so strong in America that even President Obama is clear. You can't get them to enact the gun laws. Anyway, the point I was getting at is something else. There's no question, from all angles, Canada is the best country in the world. And the best medical plan in the world. It may take you 6 months to get a doctor's appointment. If you want to be government health plan. But nevertheless, you can get free medical one day. And you can line up a surgery. Yeah, 6 months later. Unless it becomes an emergency operation. If you go to the emergency room, then you get priority. But the point is, what I'm getting at is something else. You have all these wonderful arrangements, but how long will it last? For a long time? I'm sure you can look back at your life and say, oh, my life has gone so fast. So then at one time you reach a stage where everything will appear like a dream to you. The Lord Vishnudeva says, don't engage in any karmic activities. You presently have a body which is giving you nothing but trouble. And if you engage in becoming activities, you get a body again that gives you nothing but trouble. So we may nothing but trouble. Prabhupada used to give an example. In the old days, you may have heard of Kalapani. The system of punishment was they would take a criminal in the middle of the ocean, duck his head under water, but just to make sure he doesn't die, bring it up a few minutes. It will take you present back in the world. So that's exactly what material life is. You're getting some fresh breath for 20, 30 years, healthy life, healthy money, everything. But in the end, it's all going to be taken away from you, is that right? But you all have a special deal with me. Special deal with the Yamraj. There's no certainty. So we should recognize that everything is temporary and takes care of the Lord. So Krishna says, Yat karoshi yadam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer, give away, and whatever austerities you perform, do that as son of Kunti, as an? So whatever you do, what do you people do? Somebody may be doing a job, somebody may be doing business, somebody may be a housewife, somebody may be a student. Krishna says, do it for me! But then he will say, you mean all this hard work I have to offer to Krishna? I work so hard, so Krishna was claiming everything. Then what will be left for me? You're going to recognize, when you give to Krishna, then you're a real enjoyer. That's the nature of spiritual life. When you serve the Lord, then you serve yourself also. Whatever you eat, everybody here eats, or any of you following Guru Maharaj's pattern. Guru Maharaj, when he went to Madhavan, he was eating one every 3 days. Krishna says in the third chapter of the Gita, anyone who eats without offering to me is eating only? Yes. So how many people in the audience eat only prasad? Okay. Only prasad. Some didn't have their hand up. So our mentality should be, if I eat, I eat only prasad. When you're preparing prasad for the deities, don't think, oh, as soon as I finish, I'll eat myself. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a very nice story of Ananda Puri. It's a long story. Ananda Puri had come to the temple of Ramana, Narissa, where there's a historical temple of Radha Gopinath. He wanted to taste the sweet rice that had been offered to the Lord so he could go back and prepare a similar offering for his Gopal deity. But unfortunately, he manifested the desire while the offering was going on. So without tasting, he left for the market to do his best. The Lord knew what was in the devotee's heart. So he stole a cup of sweet rice, hid it behind the curtain, and told the pujari to take it and give it to Madhava Puri. So the principle is, when you're offering it to the Lord, preparing for the Lord, my mentality should be, and we make this prasad for the power of Mahakumbhi. We eat only nothing but Krishna prasad. Prabhupada, you know, the first Islam temple in New York, he would personally cook the Sunday feast. Personally cook sweets. The once Prabhupada took some milk product, milk and sugar, he made a nice round ball, like a laddu. So the devotees asked him, Prabhupada, what is this? Prabhupada said, simply wonderful. And so, in a temple we make simply wonderful, not for it that easy. So Prabhupada personally attacked so many people through Krishna. So Krishna says, whatever you eat, offer it to me. Whatever you offer and give away, do that for me also. So give away. We work hard, we earn money. So when we earn money, we say, this is my money. Why are you looking at this? You start as a no other business. We work hard, we earn money. And they say, what is it in English? Money is sweeter than honey. Is that true? If money is sweeter than honey, to many it is. You don't even attach to the end of our lives. But in the end, that takes away everything. And then you leave it for your children. And amongst the Hindus, the tradition is, save enough money for the next 10 generations. Nothing less than that. In the Christian, the concept is, joy, give in charity also. Like the owner of Facebook, Mike, he wrote in his will as soon as his daughter was born, only one person for me and my family, 99% for charity. Of course, unfortunately, they give charity in the wrong area. Charity to find a solution to stop AIDS. If you want to stop AIDS, it's very simple, just follow the laws of God. But that's not what we'll talk. You want charity for that. That's Kali Yuga. So, Krishna, what do we do? Give away, do it in an offering of duty. And Krishna is saying, work for my pleasure. So that should be our goal. To understand that Krishna is the ultimate enjoyer. Prabhupada said, you meet Krishna consciousness very easily. Only three things are necessary, that's all. Understand that Krishna is the proprietor of everything. How many of you believe Krishna is the proprietor? But in India, what they say, everything is Krishna, but checkbook is in my hand. So understand that Krishna is the proprietor. Then understand, that Krishna is the enjoyer. He is a real enjoyer. Not you and me. And he is our well-wisher. Krishna is a well-wisher means, if Krishna says, Sarvadharma Pratalya, I should follow that. So that's very simple. So, please take seriously this Krishna conscious philosophy. Prabhupada gave us a real thing. Practice it and perfect your life. Don't waste it. Don't waste time. As the Vaishnava poet said, Manishadinupaya, Radha Krishna hai Bhajya Bhajya. Jani Shunya Krishna Kain. Having obtained this rare human birth and not having worship of Radha and Krishna, I was simply drinking poison. So all of you are assembled here. I'm assembled here because you have faith in the path of bhakti. I was told yesterday by Bhakti Yoga that there are more than 100 temples in Toronto alone. So, the temple in every corner. Anyway, the point is, generally, those who get connected to ISKCON temples, whether it's India or Canada, are those who have faith in Bhakti Yoga. They are the ones who get connected. So all of you have faith in the philosophy of Bhakti Yoga. But now you should make sure that your faith remains strong and you keep progressing spiritually. That should be our goal. Our goal should not be, oh, I'm going to take 10 lifetimes. When you have pain in the body, as you probably know, an important branch of medicine now is pain management. I told the pain management specialist, doctor, pain is pain, how do you manage pain? But you have to know when you get the pain killers in time. That's pain management. The big ask. So when you have pain, what do you tell the doctor? Will the pain go away right away or one every little bit right away? So that should be a goal. We should feel the urgency of time and be serious about making spiritual progress. Because ultimately, the spiritual activity is all that's going to go with you and nothing else. So please chant your grounds nicely. Read Prabhupada's books. Stay in devotee association. And help expand this movement. And that will give you Krishna's mercy. Hare Krishna. Anything? Question, and then after this I'll discuss something else. Yes, Acharya Thakur.
Guru Maharaj, I have a question about the Parampara system. Krishna told that science of Bhagavad Gita from Arjuna, but you know, Parampara system, we can see that Narada Muni passed it to Vyasadeva. So it's not going to Arjuna, but it's going to Narada to Vyasadeva. However, Krishna passed this to Arjuna, but from Arjuna, our Parampara
doesn't. But all this, Prabhupada has explained all these areas are not mentioned. Any questions based on what we said? No question. Yes, sir. So what's your question?
How do you increase your faith and know that you're not deceiving yourself?
Well, first of all, faith increases as you practice. Just like they say, practice makes a man perfect. A mother brings out a child, and the mother is nourishing the child. Our attachment for the child increases. So our faith that Krishna is supreme and we need to engage in devotional service becomes stronger as you practice. That's how people say. How do you get attached to the holy name? You get attached to the holy name by chanting the holy name. If you don't chant the holy name, you won't get attached to it. Understand? So your faith that Krishna is the supreme And my life belongs to Krishna. You increase as you practice the process. You agree?
Krishna is saying how whatever we do, we should offer to Krishna. Whatever we but so many things we may do in the day that may not be pleasing to Krishna. So how do we purify those or offer those?
You don't understand the question. Krishna says, whatever you do, do it for me. So he says, in the daytime, you may do many things, but it may not be what Krishna wants. So you may still offer it. Obviously, when it says, whatever you do, if you're going to do within the framework of the law, then you can offer it to Krishna. But if you're going to do something, let's say you're going to become a terrorist, you can't do that for Krishna. It has to be within the framework of the laws of the country and the Krishna conscious laws. Both are important. For example, it may be within the framework of the law of the country that you can kill animals, but it's not within the framework of Islam, devotional laws. So, the Krishna says, do it as an offering to me. It just can be based on within the framework of the law. Any more questions from the Brampton devotees? Yes.
Guru, you are talking about stay in the process, and once you stay in the process, the faith will increase. But the initial faith about this process is working for me or not, I'll develop that faith.
Sorry.
The faith, you know that if you stay in the process, the faith will increase and faith will eventually come. But how to understand that, that I'm in the Krishna consciousness movement, and this is the initially the faith doesn't increase automatically. So how can I understand that, okay, I'm in this movement, eventually, if I stay in the process of faith and English, how can we understand it?
Complicated question. I'm sorry. So what's the bottom line?
So, how can I understand that if I stay in the process initially, okay, you stay in the process for a long time, the faith will increase, but how about the initial point? That, let's say the person is joining right now.
Rupa Goswami says, Ado Sharada Rasadu. There must be this Shraddha. I want pure bhakti. And Krishna who is in the heart will guide you to the appropriate agency. And only we all get guided. If I ask each of you in this room, how did you become a devotee for it? You say, either someone gave you a book, or someone invited you, isn't it? Or some friend, rather this. Because you had a desire in your heart. And in my case, my life was changing on its own if I met Prabhupada. So that Krishna in the heart detects, just like when you're passing through a forest, you can smell the fragrance of the flower and identify the flower. So Krishna can identify your desire. And if your desire is sincere, so I want to talk about the Brampton Center. Is that okay? We are in the leaders of Brampton. Should I talk about Brampton Center now? So this is for everyone. So as you know, We have to attain this place by when? October 31st. You want to vacate or you don't want to vacate? What do you want to make? So what are the various alternatives? One alternative is rent another place. Okay, first question to me is, you want a center in Brampton or no?
Yes!
You're not satisfied with Avenue Road? Okay, it's too far. Okay. So you want a center in Brampton, isn't it? You've had a center here for 10 years, and you must have it. It will be a big defeat if you don't have it. So now, the alternative that I see are the following. One is, pay the high rent and keep this place. Second is, rent another place. Lower end. Next is, buy a building. Good. Collect the down payment. And then pay monthly installments. Am I right?
Yes.
Did I figure it out correctly? And is there any fourth alternative? Somebody will give me a $200 donation. And then you can buy a building tomorrow. And you don't have to go through the three steps.
No monthly payment.
You can buy one shot. Well, he just has become generous like Bill Gates and Mike. Okay. So, I spoke with the managers here. They want to give up this building. They say the rent is too high. Well, they told me I was surprised that the monthly... Can I be frank in a minute? No, I'm operating it as a co-user. They told me that the total I asked them, how many is the total monthly collection? And they said it's only 2,500. And I asked them how much are the expenses. And then I asked them, how many families are part of the congregation? And they said more than 80. Is that true? So 80 families, 2,500 a month. How much does it come for the family? I'm not good in mathematics. $33. That's $1 a day. $1 a day for Krishna and $1,000 a day for myself. So I think you'll have to go beyond $1 a day. The point is, if the local Brahmin devotees all team up, then you all can buy a building, work hard, collect money for a pay the mortgage. How many of you think, in this part of the world, to rent a building is futile? Am I right?
Yes.
I don't know real estate business, but people, I'm sure all of you are living on your own property, am I right? Are any of you living in a rented property? Who is living on a rented property? Okay. Mostly people buy. I was in the Middle East a few years ago, and in every corner there was a mosque. In Abu Dhabi, Dubai. You walk 2 minutes in the mosque. So I asked the local devotees, are these mosques made by the government? He said, no. I said, who pays for it? He said, the Muslim family. A Muslim family, when he makes money, before he makes his house, he make a masjid for the Lord. And with the Hindus, first my own house, then my children's house, and then some changes left over there on the ground. That is the If all of you get resolved, then so how many of you think we should buy our own building? And then you will have to make some sacrifice, you will have to do some house collection, you will have to make some effort. Krishna can do everything very easily. But Krishna wants to see how are my devotees working for me. That's why Prabhupada had to struggle for nearly 40 years to establish it. So my appeal is, I don't want to put anyone on the spot. But my request is, the Brampton devotees, if you want a temple in Brampton, you'll have to make a little bit more sacrifice. And, in Moscow, we were trying to build a temple. There were many old ladies who had a little bit of jewelry. They sold their jewelry and everything. You have money to build a temple in Moscow. These are Russian people who were not born in Krishna consciousness. They were exposed to it. So you all are born in Krishna consciousness, but not from birth the value of Krishna consciousness. So please make an effort. And do something. So how many of you feel? So what is preferable? Chanting or buying?
Buying.
Renting doesn't make sense in this part of the world. So why don't y'all, we can have a little meeting and work together anyway. We make an effort, buy something. Is the market up or down? Ready up. It was down to a few months ago. And then my goal is for me, prices were skyrocketing in June. Maybe the Chinese are coming to Toronto also. Is that right?
Especially
this
Chinese are coming in
this saga. When the Chinese are going to two Canadian cities, Vancouver and Toronto. And then through Canada, only these two cities. And in America, San Francisco. That's where the Chinese influx is coming. Wait a minute, let's do it. Anything else? Thank you very much. I can meet with you all. Rupanuga, you want to announce tomorrow's program?
Hare Krishna. So a big round of applause for Rupanuga.
Thank you for listening to His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. For more information, please visit zkgoswami.com.